the evidence. Mankind, all people, is looking for evidence that God is real. In this hour of crisis, chaos, demonstrations of hatred, unlawfulness, selfishness, and blindness, one can be overwhelmed if they do not know the truth, but it appears that there is more darkness than light. Their souls, which is their mind, emotions, and will, are crying out for answers, especially when their beliefs, systems, and nouns that they depend on or worshiped have been silenced or taken away, testing to prove them, prove us, and check their hearts. Their basic needs are not being met and resources are drying up, and on top of all that, their escape routes of entertainment has been changed. Simple observation can see that the entire world needs the truth of God and the kingdom of God, and is struggling with the deceptions, illusions, misguided facts that many have cleaved to for decades, or in some cases, all their lives. We are a product of our environment, good, bad, and or ugly. Our eyes are literally witnessing things that we never thought we would ever see, and our ears are ringing with so many falsehoods and lies appearing as truth to others. Changes come through seeking, surrendering, and yielding to the truth, even if it contradicts everyone that has been taught, heard, or seen, everything that we have been taught or seen. Pride and fear must bow, and all this is a process. Change or changes is a process. Methodically, slow steps to scrape off the bad and ugly, which can be painful, to be replaced with the truth, good, and righteousness. The problems may occur when one depends on a miracle, quick, instead of yielding to a process. Many are crying out for changes, not understanding it begins on the inside of an individual and shows up on the outside through our words and behavior. It will require an open mind to the truth. A closed mind cannot see, hear, or gain knowledge and simply wants to convince, persuade, influence others of their own perceptions or beliefs. Decisions that affect our individual life can and does affect others one way or another. These same decisions could be falsehoods, misguided thoughts or beliefs, or misconceptions passed on from one generation to the next generation. We may be dealing with what was never confronted before us, and our children are struggling with them right now. We all have been given an opportunity to seek, quiet down, humble ourselves, and listen, forgive, and repent. It is an individual thing and a choice to change, correct, and grow. Unchanged mindsets fall right into the methods or strategies of the enemy to divide, pervert, steal, kill, and destroy. How? If the truth is not promoted, spoken, nor demonstrated with power, then the lies and the plots of the enemy will continue to deceive and mislead. Evidence. Unbelievers and atheists, children of darkness and disobedience, have chosen to remain there because they see no evidence of light. Where are the demonstrations of power, love, faith in action, and the fruit of the Spirit? The fruit. Where is the fruit? When we read the entire chapter 5 of Galatians, we find the fruit that those who know the truth should bear and the other fruit that unbelievers display. We must check our own fruit. What does the world see? What does our family see? Are they seeing the truth? Are we living and walking in the Spirit? Verses 13 through 26 in Galatians 5 reveals the difference. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you do not consume one of another. This I say then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, reviling, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I've also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. The scriptures describe unbelievers or atheists as children of darkness, disobedience, or wrath, which believers once were before they received Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 2, verse 1 through 7, we see that in verse 2, the world, unbelievers, we are witnessing now. And in verse 3, the believers, who must be reminded that we once were there, and not to think so highly of oneself. For we are saved by grace and repositioned into a heavenly place. And it is not too late, but timing is running short. The enemy is aware of this factor and is boldly proceeding with no mercy to destroy lives. In Ephesians 2, in the King James Version, and you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversations in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the age to come he might show the exceedingly riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. Therefore, we must humble ourselves, repent, turn from our wicked ways, and pray for our loved ones and those in our territories. Stay strong in the Lord and walk in courage and not fear, while remaining focused on finishing our assignments with the help of the Holy Spirit. We must stand, forgive, have patience while we pray and intercede for those in darkness, and never forget that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We need spiritual discernment and wisdom to witness to those who come across our path and be godly examples, so that those who are seeking can find the evidence that God is real and discover that he loves them. Amen.